In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The kingdom of God does not deal with politics, but with forgiveness. It allows earthly governments to function, for the people of God are not looking for an earthly advantage. Rather, they are looking for that kingdom that has no end. And so there John sat in prison. Jesus doesn't overthrow the system to try to get him out. He doesn't perform some great miracle to get the right good people in the right places of authority so that John could be set free. In fact, Jesus never does any miracles that deal with politics. But still, Christ sets him free. Go back and tell John what you hear and see. Already the people of God are being set free. The blind see, the deaf hear, the lame walk, the leprous are cleansed, the dead are raised, and good news is preached to the poor. The effects of sin are being undone. All my people will be freed from the imprisonment of sin and the bars of death. Life will be restored, freedom will be given, an eternal kingdom with Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. So go back and tell John about the gospel of forgiveness. John the Baptist was that voice crying in the wilderness, preparing people for the Lord. But in prison, the voice needed to hear the voice of the incarnate God. He needed to hear the comfort from Israel's Lord. The voice needed to become an ear, for faith comes by hearing the message. And so faith seeks its Savior. John sends his disciples to Christ. Certainly he's directing them to Christ because, as John says, he must increase and I must decrease, but there's still more. John himself sought that comfort that comes only from Christ. And Christ gives that voice a word of hope. He won't miraculously open those prison doors as he will do later for Peter, Paul, and Silas. John remains behind bars. He doesn't stay Herod's sword. He doesn't send rescue of any kind. For the kingdom of God is not of this world. Instead, he sends him the gospel born on the lips of his own disciples. Oh, how joy must have filled John's heart to hear the miracles of Christ, miracles that only the Messiah could do. How he must have leaped for joy in the womb of that prison cell, as God has kept his promise. How the imprisoned voice once again must have preached a most beautiful gospel to those messengers who came to him. Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world, David's son, King of Israel, Lord of all nations, the Messiah himself. He will set you free from Satan's prison. He will bring you out of captivity by water and will bring you into the promised land of heaven. All your enemies that pursue you will be destroyed. He will give rest to your feeble bodies and your weary minds. He will bring you into his heaven. You would do well to hear the voice of John the Baptist. Like John, you may be in a place that you never thought you'd be in. Life doesn't always turn out as we plan. In the foolishness of our youth, we thought we could beat time. Through proper diet and exercise, we could put off old age and frailty. We're smarter, wiser, better than those previous generations. And yet that curse of sin doesn't care which generation you belong to. We're blessed if hair loss and diminished energy are the most we have to deal with. All men are like grass. And all their glory is like the flowers of the field. The great accomplishments mean nothing. Our great energy quickly fades. Here today, gone tomorrow, our bodies bear in themselves the curse of sin. You can't escape it. And soon we will be forgotten in a blink of an eye. But we need not wait until we're advanced in years to know of John's plight. Even now we face things we wish we did not have to face. We never planned to lose our loved ones so early. We never planned to have hospital stays. We never planned to fail in life. We never plan to be tested through sufferings. We pray to our God to increase our faith, our patience, our humility, but he most often does it in ways that we do not want to be taught. But he must increase, we must decrease. Our will must submit to his word. Our purpose must conform to his will. Our hearts must love him above all things. The kingdom of God is not of this world. And so the kingdom of God is not filled with nice, young, well-dressed families, but with those who are hurting, those whose lives at times are completely a mess, who are lonely, in need, and desperate for the release that only Christ can give. The hope and comfort John sought is the same that we seek, for faith seeks its Savior. We just want to hear one more time about Jesus as the Christ and who he is. Tell me one more time of your birth. Tell me one more time of your death for me. Tell me one more time that you love me, baptized me, and have prepared a place in heaven for me. No amount of money can help us. No politician sitting in the right place, pushing the right agenda, can set us free or improve our lives. And then the message comes back to us. I chose you from your mother's womb. I set my seal on your forehead and cleansed you with my forgiving waters. I died to redeem you from your empty way of life and to give you meaning and purpose for your life. You are mine now and forever. Death may come, but I have already overcome death. I will resurrect your feeble body to be glorious like my body. I am forever your Savior. I have set you free. And we walk out of this holy place still having to deal with all the burdens, frustrations, anxieties, and worries of life. Nothing seems to have changed. Life's routine continues to roll on. Diseases still afflict us. Loved ones are still missing. Old age still bothers us. Pain, sadness, guilt, amongst other things, still exist in our lives. And John still sits in prison. This Jesus doesn't promise us an easy life on this earth. He wants you to live by faith. Blessed is the man who does not fall away on account of me, Christ says, because he doesn't come to give you the kingdom right now, for his kingdom is not of this world. So our hope, our peace, our joy is not primarily found here, but chiefly it will be realized in our home in heaven. But still, a holy joy does fill our hearts. The word does bring peace and comfort. Nothing seems to have changed, and yet at the same time, everything has changed. The word clarifies our sight. We see past the pain and the sorrow to the sin afflicting all creation. We see past the anxieties and worries and angers to the sin clinging to our own bodies. We see past democracy and we fall down before our king. We see past the prosperity of a nation and we see that land flowing with milk and honey. We see past a freedom that the world, a nation, can give to the freedom that Christ alone can give. We see past prison bars with John and we see into that eternal city. For by God's grace, we see in a tiny infant the eternal God. We see in a bloody, shameful death, life. We see in bread and wine his very body and blood for us. And thus we see past our own feebleness and frailties, and we see immortality and glory. You are free. Released from Satan's prison, sin can no longer condemn you. You are free. Free to be the people of God and to live before him in holiness, blessedness, and righteousness. Though in prison, John was still free. And though you still have great difficulties that face you, you too are free. Free by the blood of the Lamb. And if that Son has set you free, then indeed, you are free. Come quickly, Lord Jesus. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.